Raphael Warnock praised Nation of Islam in 2013. Its voice has been important in Black theology. By Joel B. Polak on December 14, 2020. Reverend Raphael Warnock, the Democratic candidate for one of two U.S. Senate seats in Georgia, praised the racist and anti-Semitic Nation of Islam in a speech in 2013, calling its voice important in the development of Black theology. Warnock was delivering an interfaith lecture in July 2013 titled The Divided Mind of the Black Church, Theology, Piety, and Public Witness, about his book of the same name, at the Chautauqua Institution, a nonprofit organization in Chautauqua, New York. During the question and answer session, he was asked by a member of the audience about the Black Church's relationship with the Nation of Islam. He responded, at 5350 in the audio here, "Well, the Nation of Islam is significant. But its numbers don't come anywhere near the membership of our churches. Its voice has been important, and its voice has been important even for the development of Black theology, because it was the Black Muslims who challenged Black preachers and said, 'You're promulgating, you know, they called the white man's religion. That's a slave religion. You're telling people to focus on heaven. Meanwhile, they're catching hell. And so we needed the witness of the Nation of Islam in a real sense to put a fire under us and keep us honest about the meaning of the proclamation coming from our pulpits.'" Video of Warnock's answer appears here. The Nation of Islam is led by Louis Farrakhan, whose racist and anti-Semitic rhetoric has long been a matter of public record. Warnock has been criticized before for praising the radical Reverend Jeremiah Wright, and for his far-left political views. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest e-book is Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.